to Tango Mobile.
50-0TR.
Hey, Tom. Good afternoon. Yeah, it is afternoon. And I'm just talking to the guy outside that mows my grass and all for me, keeps my yard looking neat. And all, since I don't have a mower and my body says it won't tolerate me getting out there to try to do it, even with a gasoline-powered lawnmower. So, you know, that's what it is.
Interesting. I haven't felt good for 2 days since I overdone it on that antenna, and still feel pretty rough today. I was up every hour last night, and I don't know why, but I was.
All the work I've done at church here lately, the work I've done helping somebody move, I did some more of that yesterday, and things like that, and getting ready for performance and everything this weekend, and the volunteer work and all. I've been kind of tired. I still haven't recovered from 2 weeks down at my sister's either, so that's all. Every little bit is leaning on me, you know what I mean? So, but it is a pretty day out here right now, but they're calling for severe thunderstorms this afternoon. And I hope they pass me by. And even the rain I got yesterday wasn't a much. In 3 days, I've had about a half inch of rain total.
A lot of rain, but yeah, I concur with the severe thunderstorm warnings. Sounds like it's going to be more Thursday than today, but you never know. Boy, they've really been clobbering everybody, so we're pretty fortunate down here, I think. I'm showing 81 degrees. We just left Aldi's and headed back towards home. I need to mow grass this afternoon, but it's going to be hotter than Hades out there.
We're showing 86 where I am over here, and it's supposed to get up to 87, and I got a feeling it's going to get a little warmer than that today, so, you know, I wouldn't want to be outside. Unfortunately, I don't have anything I need to do outside today, and so I will put off what I might have thought about doing today until tomorrow, maybe, and get out a little bit earlier and do it, but I had some things I had to do in the house this morning. They kind of took precedence over doing anything outside, you know what I mean? W2T Mobile.
Mobile. Down here at Fairview Road, getting ready to turn off. I don't know why they got a detour sign out here, but they do. What, Marie?
Off the road that's closed
up. Oh, okay. I guess it's off of St. Mark Road, she says. Yeah, it's going to be up around 90, I think, Rusty. And I just stayed out in the car at Aldi's. That's the first time I've done that. But I just didn't feel like going in, to be honest with you. I heard you check in last night. I waited a few milliseconds there to see if you were there. And you were. And so I didn't interfere. And I did that on purpose, that I didn't interfere. I don't mean to. But a lot of times you're not there, and I just like to get it out of the way, you know, and get checked in.
That I dipped down in this little hole over here where the trees are thick on either side of the road, so signal doesn't get in too well for UHF, so. Anyway, yeah, I checked in last night. I have to be sitting in there doing something. The computer and the radio was on, and I heard them keying up, getting ready to queue up for to run the net, so I stuck around and checked in and thought I'd get the little jump on you, and I did, so. Anyway, but I don't know. I should be home by net time tonight, I hope, so. Anyway, but just gearing up to everything, and like I said, it's been, you know, everything has been tiring for the last month for me.
Well, Rusty, that's a long trip at our age, I'll tell you for sure. Down to Florida and back, so I sympathize with you there, that's for sure. And, yeah, I always wait a few seconds there to see if you're there, but if that one night I didn't even think you was there, so I just jumped in there. I think I'm a little closer to, well, I know I'm a little closer to the repeater. shoot. But, yeah, that's a terrible long drive for us older folks, and I just don't enjoy the the long trips anymore.
Really, the trip up and back, or down and back, that's not what really tired me out, Tom. It was just all the things I was doing for her down there and around and about, and her getting in and out and taking her to doctor's appointments and taking her to some therapy sessions, that type of thing, you know, and on top of that, she keeps her house a little cold. The thermostat set on 72 year-round. So when it's cold and it warms up to 72, that's fine. But when it's, you know, it's 68 outside and 74 in the house and her air kicks in, that makes it unpleasant for me. I don't like it real cold. So anyway, but that's what it was. It was just tiring from being down there, doing everything I did down there. The drive down and the drive back, they weren't real bad. I mean, traffic was yucky, but not, you know, not to the point of where it was tiring driving. So anyway, and here's the Reedville Fire Department engine making a turn on 417 over here off of 290, going back to Reedville the other way. W2T Mobile, go ahead, Tom.
10-0-GR Mobile. I don't like it that cold, neither does Bernice. Once in a while we'll flip it to that just to catch up, but we've been leaving ours on 74 lately, and it's just fine. Last night, matter of fact, I turned it up to 75 and forgot about it. Usually we leave it on 74. As you get older, cold just don't set well, and it bothers my sinuses. Our kids are the same way, and they keep their houses cold, and so is my neighbor. And it's just something I can't tolerate.
Too, and I mean, I set my thermostat for cooling, I set it at 76, so it's got to get above 76 to kick in, and then turns off. And then at night, and for night, I keep it at 68, and good gosh, I see lights everywhere up here. There's been a wreck at the intersection of Reedville Road and 290, and there are cop cars, there are ambulances, there are fire trucks. I mean, this is a mess up here, and I've got to get through this intersection somehow.
That doesn't sound like good at all for you or the people involved. I'll tell you, listening to Fox News of a morning, you know, Channel 21, locally here, that old boy's really good on the traffic reports. And, of course, not being from here, even though we've been here 15 years, a lot of places I don't know, but he points them out on a map. And they were just all over the place this morning. It gets worse, it seemed like, every day. They're just about ready to open up that area they've been working on for years down there at 14 and Pelham. That'll maybe alleviate some of it, but I'm not so sure of that. There's so much traffic down in there now.
All kinds of directions in here, but I was able to get around because there was a CVS store right here at this corner, and they happened to have a drive around that goes around their building, so I could get back on the Reedville Road and then into the Publix over here. So that's where I pulled into, Tom. You and Bernice be careful going home, and I will catch up to you later. N0TRW2T73 for now.
Okay, Rusty, nice hearing you this afternoon, and you have a good day, and most of all, a safe day, and stay out of them pile-ups like that. Take care. W2TN0TR73.
November 2, November Victor Yankee, testing.
New station. You're into the repeater here on the 610 repeater, but you're about a 5x5 if I was doing HF. And you're copyable, but there is some white noise in there. This is N0TR, Tom, Mobile, and Greer.
So TR, N2MBY, thank you for that signal report. I'm coming in from quite a distance. I was just checking to see. I'm monitoring on the EchoLink station as well, sir. Thank you very much. You're coming in clear on this end. A little bit of fuzz, a little bit of static in the background, but you're making it in Lake Lure, North Carolina.
QSL. Well, nice to meet you this afternoon. We are just about to arrive at our QTH at home, and so I'll let you go. But you're doing good from up there around Lake Lure. Have a nice day and a safe day. This is N0TR clear.
0TR, this is N2NVY 73. Thanks for the feedback report. I'll be clear.